I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the KSL Unrivaled NFL Roundup. We are here at Crossy Ranch out here in North Salt Lake. Very far west portion of Center Street. You just come all the way out here, and you can look. Here's what you do. It's fall, and it's getting chilly out tonight, by the way. Ooh, chilly. Did you hear that? I just said chilly. I could go for a hot bowl of chili. We had burgers tonight here at Crossy Ranch. It's all part of the General RV Tour de Fans. Scott, we got to get to the NFL stuff here. You ready for this? So I appreciate Spencer Linton coming in. It's always glad to have Spencer back. Had a bad bout with the old COVID. It was well documented, and now he's back in our lives again. So we're glad to have him back. Tom Brady says that the current NFL is softer than it used to be. Scott, this is me throwing a little softball to you for you to hit out of the park, because Tom Brady, who's been in the league since you were in the league, by the way, that's terrible.
The fact that
he's old, so are you.
Right. The fact that Tom Brady's still playing at his age is indication enough that it's actually a lot softer, and it's by design. I mean, it's the rule changes, the whole issues with concussions, the backlash that I think the NFL felt from all of that. There were some massive things that had to happen. The game's evolved from its barbaric days in the very beginning. I mean, do you think of clotheslines and some of the ways they could hit players and the equipment and how insufficient it was, you know, it was for the day, and face masks that they never wore. I think the fact that softer is just part of the evolution of the game. But you can argue soft all you want, Tom Brady. The NFL is, I think, in a very healthy spot, very popular. You don't hear a lot of the rumblings about, you know, hey, you know, the NFL is, you know, people aren't concerned about it like they were with the concussions and issues, I think, in the past. So I agree. I mean, there's
no
question.
So you do the whole, when I played, defensive backs could actually touch the wide receiver. Nowadays, you can't even look at the wide receiver without getting a penalty.
It's touch, it's hit. I mean, and most of the rules really make it different for the defenses, and it is hard.
I will say the illegal contact penalty is one the NFL has no idea still how to really figure out. They go, yeah, but he did. He touched him, man. He was 5 yards down the field, then he touched him. How dare he? Yeah, it's not holding. It's not pulling him down.
It's a subjective nature of some of those rules like that, where it's up for interpretation. And the plays happen so fast that the officials just like, yeah, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Looks like it. And it's certainly not consistent. So.
Oh, my gosh. Urban Meyer, he's not doing it well. He's not doing it right now. He's not. It's like he is out of his league. College is exactly where he belongs, And the more he talks, Urban Meyer has said this week on his weekly coaches show that every week in the NFL is like playing Alabama. What kind of a comment is that? What Urban Meyer sounds like he's so out of his depth right now. Being 0-2 at Jacksonville is something that is, one, it happens. But number two, he acts like he's
– Here's the statement.
It's like playing Alabama every week. Yeah, like, no, it's like playing NFL teams because they're better than Alabama.
Well, no, what he's saying is not recognizing the value in his own team. I mean, because he's saying it's like playing Alabama.
A team that's better than you every week.
And we're Vanderbilt. That's what he's trying to say there. And so it's not so much – but the reality is Urban Meyer's team is not that bad. It's just not that bad. He's got a rookie quarterback. He's got a young kid who's trying to figure it out and winning his first year. If he really thought and felt like he was going to win right out of the gates his first year, you know, then he's not with it. There's right. something wrong with him. It's going to be a learning curve. It's going to be a challenge. You know, own it. I mean, you can Hall of Fame coaches, dynasty teams started out just in the beginning, getting beaten brutally bad for years until they got enough of the right players and got the right fix and chemistry to really be an effective and a good team. And he's just not there yet.
So Justin Fields is going to get that start this weekend with Andy Dalton with the tweak knee that initially they thought, oh, it's not a big deal, but now they're just saying, hey, Justin Fields.
Tweak knee?
Tweak knee. Yeah, that was my nickname in high school. What's up, tweak knee?
Tweak knee.
So he's missing this week with the tweak knee, and then Justin Fields is going to get his shot as the Bears starter. And on the flip side, you've got Carson Wentz at Indianapolis who is going to try to play with two sprained ankles, Scott. This does not sound like a good move.
There's got to be something in the water that Carson Wentz is drinking or something. I don't know. I've never, ever seen a player that's just so
– feels desperate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, I'll play. It's like Monty Python, you know, the guy's fighting.
I'm not dead yet. Oh, that guy. Yeah.
It's a mere flesh wound. It's like
– come back here. I'll bite your legs off. Yeah. Yeah, that's Carson Wentz. That's exactly right. He's the Black Knight.
Yeah, he's just like
– yes.
You know, it's just such an unfortunate thing. Everyone plays with injuries, Alex.
Yeah.
Everybody
but
plays
with
injuries.
But two sprained ankles?
Eh, that's a good start, really. I mean,
well, who's the – you're just starting
I've
it
seen
up.
Some guys play with
who's
some
the, who's Indianapolis's backup? Is it – oh, it's Jacob Eason. From, it's my old Washington guy. All right.
Hey, who's actually looked pretty good.
He has looked okay. Yeah. Let's take the break. We'll come back. We got our two-minute drill. The USC rumors about – at this point, speaking of people who sound desperate – the names that are popping up for that USC job, not good enough in my opinion. Scott is set on one name, and he'll keep bringing it up. That'll be next. A two-minute drill, wrapping things up right here at Crossy Ranch right here in North Salt Lake. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.